Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's the Friday show. And how's everybody today? You ready for the weekend? Some people have the weekend. Some people don't have the weekend. I mean, whatever, you know, people's schedules. And I talk about this because it's kind of weird in my old days. You know, people worked, you know, I had a regular job, 8 to 5, 8 to 6, whatever, right? You know, like 5 days a week, fairly rarely went on the weekends, except when I was doing accounting, when we have to close books, and sometimes we'd have go in on Saturdays, long time ago, many moons, or when they were doing an audit and you had to do things. So that was a long, yeah. So most people anymore have these weird schedules, you know, like 4 days a week, 3 days a week, work on the weekends, you know, off during the week, or maybe even unemployed, which is kind of not a good thing, right? So what's going on with you guys? You having fun? We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about fostering love. Okay, I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you because I channel. If you have never heard me channel before, I'll explain a little bit about it in a moment. I have a caller. I know who this is, I think. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, I'm psychically, do I know who this is? Maybe. And we're going to talk about some articles. I thought one cool article I found, I will share with you. I think I've shared this before, but it's, you know, like everybody, not everybody listens to every show, right? 18 signs you found your soulmate. So if you think, well, maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure about this person, you know, maybe not, maybe yes, maybe no. This is 18 signs. So you can go through it, and we'll go through it, and you can go, yeah, I don't know, I don't believe that, or yeah, that sounds cool, I like that a lot. And then what else am I going to talk about? Oh, there's a couple other articles, I think, if we get to them. It's about 8 ways kissing boosts your health. Well, this is about developing and creating and, you know, your relationships. Okay, so that's kind of a cool thing. And what else? Maybe we'll get this one. Maybe we won't, because you'll go, really, George? Why are you going to talk about this? But I thought it was kind of fun. It's Friday. Let's have some fun. You know, life is about having fun, isn't it? It's 10 benefits of sleeping naked you probably didn't know. I don't know if I'll get to that one or not. And if you're tuned out by then, go, I don't want to talk about that stuff. Like, really? Seriously? I'm like, I'm too old. I'm this, I'm that. Bah, never too old, right? Never too old. Never too old to enjoy life. Have some fun. That's what we're here for. I've decided that. I think I told everybody that before, that I kind of woke the other morning and go talk to the universe, talk to source, and said, you know what? I'm really here to have some fun. If I can't have fun, if I can't enjoy life, I can't play, I can't do these things, I really don't want to be here. Because, you know, I don't want to take life that seriously. I don't want to struggle. Nobody wants to struggle. So I've kind of put it out to the universe. No more struggle. It's all about having some fun. Enjoy life. Be happy. Okay, so that's kind of my mantra, if you want to use the word mantra lately. Okay, so let me take a caller. And then I'll let my spirit guides talk to you. I channel, and after I take the call, I'll explain channeling a little bit more, because if you're not familiar with it, sounds scary and weird, but it's not really. No, anybody can do it. Actually, I've taught it. People are kind of cool. And then, you know, like I've read some books on channeling, and some psychologists have talked about it, and they said like 90% of people who channel their higher self, which is just channeling you, your higher perspective of who you are, which is a very good thing, because your higher perspective is completely connected to source energy, God. And so your higher self has really a lot of answers. I would say that most people, if you really want to get a lot of answers, learn to channel your higher self. And that's where your answers will be. Okay, let me take a call. Yeah, I'm trying to, okay, you guys go do it yourself. If you want to learn how to do it, and see, like, you know, it's like, what's the idea about if you give a person a fish, they get to eat for the day, but if you teach them how to fish, they get to eat forever? So it's the same thing with spirituality and what they call psychic stuff. If you can learn to do it yourself, then you don't need anybody else. And it's cool. And how do you know? Well, okay, let me take a call. And then I'll do that. And I'll show you. Hello.
Hi, how have you been?
Well, and you?
You know, I still have that cold. Isn't that crazy? This is the longest.
What? Why?
I've ever been sick. I don't know.
Okay, let's stop for a second here. Is it really a cold? Or is it a cold, and is it allergies on top of a cold? So you need to look and see what you're allergic to. Well, bronchitis can come from allergies, too. Allergies kind of like can mess up the whole system. So you need to figure out what you're allergic to.
I've been to the doctor 3 times.
And what are they saying to you?
Bronchitis.
Okay. Well, what are you doing for it? You know, bronchitis is the kind of thing you need a lot of bed rest. You know that.
Yeah, and I got a lot of medicine and, you know.
You'll get better. Absolutely. You'll get better.
But it's been
just think better. Try to think what it feels like not to be sick. And then visualize that.
Yeah, my energy's coming back. I'm feeling a little
better. You're getting there. I still think you have some allergy issues, but then that's just what I get. So you might want to think about that.
What am I allergic to?
Dust.
I never had allergies.
Dust. Kinds of plants. Plants, dust, dander. You know, sometimes we're allergic to ourselves, which is kind of weird, huh?
That's bizarre.
So, yeah, I know. But kidding. You're not. It feels like dust, or it could be something in the air around you. If there's anything new in your neighborhood that's different, or you know, flowers or plants or something that's brand new that you're not familiar with, that'll sometimes set it off. I'm not saying you don't have bronchitis. So don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to tell you don't have it. But I think there's allergies on top of it. Okay? And you're getting a little bit older. You're not a kid anymore. And people develop these things as they get a little bit older. Okay? It's okay.
Good times.
You learn to adjust and adapt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What's going on?
Why did you call in? Just to say hi?
A message from my ex-husband's father that passed away.
What's his first name?
Mr.
Booth. Yeah, he's a mister. He's not a first name. He has no first name. He's Mr. No Name. Okay. So let's see if we can get...
I can't remember his first name. I only met him like 3 times.
I'm going to see what I get. But, okay, what I keep hearing is, and I'll give this to you. Really? You forget my name? Really? Well, you took me seriously, didn't you? You took me seriously, didn't you? So should I give you a message or not? I think I will anyway, even though you forgot who I am after all this time. Really, made an impression on you.
Well, I'm forgetful, so.
Yeah,
he's
saying something, and he's trying to tell you something about your health. He's trying to tell you something. He's trying to tell you something about your health. He's telling something about eucalyptus oil, that you should be using eucalyptus oil, like in a diffuser, that you should be using it and breathing a little bit of eucalyptus oil, not a lot, but just a little bit. It'll help clear your lungs, help clear your passages. Just a little bit of eucalyptus oil would be good for you if you know how to get it and use it in a diffuser or in boiling water. Just something that the vapor from the eucalyptus oil would help you a lot. And just try it if you're comfortable with that process. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling you, so try it. What else is telling you? D- don't forget that you are on the money train. That's interesting. You're on the money train, which means I think he's trying to tell you that there's some money. There's some money coming to you. You're on the money train. Okay.
Well, that's a good train. Yeah.
Don't get depressed. Don't get depressed about money. You're there. Don't get depressed about it because it's there.
No,
for
I'm
you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He's not really very strong. His energy is not coming in very strong. And I think that's really it. I think it's about your health that he's mostly interested in you. Okay. And he wants to give you the message about money, that you're on the money train, that there's some money coming to you that you have forgotten about. That's going to come. I don't know why I get this. I'll give it to you. That's what I kind of get from him. So it's about money that you forgot about. Okay. Something, it may not be lots of money. It's not probably not millions of dollars, but you have some money coming to you. That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that lotto ticket.
Is his name Antonio? Antonio?
I get a positive on it. Tony.
Okay. Tony Guzman. Okay. I know it's
Reyes. So that's it. That's it all I'm getting, because I'm not getting much. Okay. I'm not getting much.
Right.
He's kind of faint. He's not strong. He's just more concerned about your health than anything, that you take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did he make?
Yeah.
Did he ever eat? Did he eat rabbit stew? Rabbit stew?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I see a rabbit
and iguanas and yeah.
Well, now you're grossing me out, but yeah, I see a rabbit, like rabbit stew or something like that. So that's
yeah. Well, they've in the poor section of Mexico. That's what they eat. They catch what they eat. You know, live off
the
land.
Yeah, so he's showing me a rabbit and like you're getting it ready for stew.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just to validate it's who he is. Okay.
Yeah, because he only came to the States like 3 times. I only met him 3 times.
Okay.
But anyways,
so
yeah.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to move on. Have a beautiful
Bye.
Weekend. Feel better. Think about the eucalyptus oil and think about it. You can either do it in a diffuser, if you know what that is, or you can just put it in a little bit of water and boil the water and, you know, and drops in the water and then breathe it. You put a towel over your head and you breathe it like, you know, like that old thing and breathe some. Just a little bit. Don't do a lot because I don't think he wants you to do a lot of it. Okay? And see how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. I will try it. Yeah.
Be well. And if you don't recall me back, then they killed you. So I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, my goodness.
It won't harm you. It's very safe. You know, I take it. I have eucalyptus oil when I get congested sometimes. I'll just put it on my fingers a little bit and sniff it. Like sniff it in on my fingers just to breathe it in. And it kind of helps to clear up your sinuses and stuff and your all that stuff. Okay? Be well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a peaceful weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Yeah, eucalyptus oil. I think he was saying something about some other oil, but I couldn't get the name of it. He was saying, I think it was tea tree oil or something. I don't know, but I kind of didn't feel right. So I just kind of left it alone about that oil. Yeah, lemon oil, I think was the other thing. Something about lemons and lemon oil or something like that is really good too. Or citrus oil is really good. If you can make a concoction out of that, you know, just make your own little concoction of all these oils and breathe them in and kind of pass out. No, I'm kidding. No, I used to do that a lot. I used to really into that alchemy thing where you mix all this stuff together, you know, and I was into this thing where you could take crystals and you can make a thing that you could actually breathe or drink or from crystals, where you would put it in water and you put it in oil for over 24 hours and then you would, okay, well, we won't go there. We'll leave that one alone. And then you'd get the benefits of the crystal, like the rose quartz or whatever. Yeah, no, certain crystals you got to stay away from because you have to read about them first, because sometimes you can't do that. A tincture, something like that. Anybody know the word? You can call in and tell me. Okay, I'm going to channel. Oh, got a caller. Okay, I was going to channel. Yeah, we'll make it brief because I really want my spirit guides. I want to talk to you about love and romance again. They're into this love and romance. Nope, they don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about something else. Okay. They want to talk about health. that they want to talk about health today. I think they're into the health kick. Yeah. Okay, so let me take a call and then let them talk through me to you about health. And if there's something they wanted me to do with Facebook Live about health too and diet and kind of make a whole presentation on it, because they're really concerned about you guys in your diets. Spirit's kind of going, well, you guys are just kind of like messing up out there. You got to look at your diets a little carefully. Oh, I'll take a call. But along diets and health, I got this thing on my phone, my iPhone, where it counts your steps, right? And I walked a mile and a half or something yesterday, and it showed I burned 115 calories. 115 calories is an ice cream cone. That's not a lot of calories. And it's a lot of walking for 115 calories. Well, the spirit was saying, yeah, but look, it's not about the exercise. You'd have to exercise 18, 20 hours a day to burn the calories that you guys are eating. Okay? So think about that, and we'll talk more about it and let them talk more about that in a minute. Hello?
Hi, how are you? I haven't talked to you for a while.
And whom am I talking to?
Rose Maria, how are you?
I'm doing well. How is Rose Maria?
I'm doing well also. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are we, no, do you need a name from Spirit, or you just want to take it?
What do you mean a name from Spirit? I'm explaining what you mean.
Somebody is trying to get, send me messages, but I can't pick it up.
Oh, you mean a dead person? Or a spirit guide?
Yeah, on the other side. Either spirit guide or on the other side. I'm not sure which one is which.
It's a male energy. That's what I get. I never get names, though. That's a bummer. I always get I get energies and relationships, but he's not a relationship to you. He's not a – the energy is male. It's not necessarily because they're male or female, but it just comes across as a male energy. That's what I get. Strong. It feels – you can tell me I'm crazy, but people have told me that before. You're crazy. This is really weird. You're way off. But okay, so I get male. I get male energy. I get really an angelic energy. Angelic energy. Okay.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're getting a name or not, but it feels very, very angelic. I can see the wings. I can see the body, and that's just a presentation. It's not that they actually look like that, but the image of an angel. So some angel's trying to get in touch with you, and some angel's trying to put its wings around you or its energy around you to comfort you and love you, and so you have to be accepting to that. Okay?
Cool.
That's really sweet.
Appreciate it.
It's really sweet. I don't think it's Archangel Michael. It's another, and I don't get the name, and I wish it. Do you have an angel that you identify with?
Usually Raphael, most likely.
It could be. Well, Raphael's the healing angel anyway. Okay? Raphael is known for healing. So it could very well be Raphael that's trying to put arms around you to heal you, to help you, to comfort you. And so you need to be very receptive, and you have to invite the angel in.
Cool.
Okay?
Okay.
Because they don't
do it
unless you ask. They just kind of, well, you got to ask us, you know. We don't do anything unless you ask. Okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
So ask. Ask. Cause
okay.
Where are you located?
I'm in New Jersey, South Jersey.
New Jersey. South Jersey. What, Cape May and all that stuff?
Yeah, about an hour away from there.
Yeah, my ex-wife's family, some of her family came from that area. Okay, so go hang out with your angels.
Cool. Appreciate it.
They're sending you peace. They're sending you love. Okay? They're sending and they're sending you comfort. It feels like you're going through a rough real rough spot in your life right now. I don't know why I say that, but I sense that they're trying to comfort you through it. Smooth the path for you.
Yeah.
Smooth the road for you a little bit to get through this period. So ask them for a little bit of spiritual guidance and road paving, I guess is a good word for it. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
You'll get there.
Appreciate
You'll get there. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, too.
Okay, so not to cut her off. I didn't mean to cut her off. I hit the little button, and sometimes it doesn't go instantly away. Okay, so I'm going to channel for my spirit guides. Now, I'm not a full trance channel. I don't go completely away, and my mentor teacher was a full trance. And what I do is I just allow my spirit guides to come in, and they talk to you. It's Sarah is the group, and there's different individual or spirits that come in and out, you know, teachers and masters that come in and talk on various subjects. But they wanted to talk about health a little bit. And so I don't know why, but and so I don't know who or if there's a specific member of the group that talks about this. Yeah, I don't get the name right this moment, so that's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. They don't like to go by individual names. So Sarah is just a group name. Yeah, and so channeling means I just kind of let them come in. I hear what's going on. It's like I'm almost a separate person. Like they take control of my throat and they talk. And I kind of listen, and if it bothers me, I'll pull out. So if they're saying something, like, but that never really happens. To be honest, they've never done anything that isn't based on love and haven't said anything that would be offensive. They're always very, very kind and loving and, you know, just very – but they're very forceful too, because they'll say things to people that I would never say to people, only out of love and out of concern. You know, I'm a little more tactful, and they're sometimes – I don't know. I don't want to offend, but they don't offend. They just, you know, assertive, I guess, is a good word for it. So I'm going to go away. Let them talk to you. See what happens. Well, George is really on point today about health and our concern about health and how that, as in people on your planet, are developing and growing into a very physically unhealthy state. Now, of course you have free will. And of course you can eat and do and smoke and drink anything you want. That's your choice. There's no condemnation. There's no judgment for your lifestyles. That's up to you. But we see that if you want to live a full and healthy and joyful life, there needs to be certain changes in your diets and the way you approach life. And the thing that we talk about to George about, and the thing we like to emphasize to people more than anything, and that what has been brought to his attention over the last few years, and we've emphasized this to others, is foods that are prepackaged, foods that are processed, foods that are filled with additives, foods that are added that a lot of chemicals have gone into. And okay, let's back up a little bit, and we'll say that your systems, your growth, your evolution, if we can use that word here, as humans, that it has not caught up with. So your body's a great adaptability. Your bodies are amazing. The human condition from generation to generation can adapt to different things that you take into your body, and your body can process them and eliminate or use what it needs. But what you're adding into your systems now, and we're not talking about GMO, so we're not going to go there, and we're not going to say one way or the other on that, but there's a lot of chemicals and a lot of additives in your foods, especially processed foods, which to some degree is unavoidable. We agree that, you know, in some cases you can't avoid these, but you can minimize it. You can minimize it. So what we're saying to you is that your systems have not caught up with that, those additives, those chemicals that are being put into food. So we would say to you, if you want to live a full and healthy life without disease, without a lot of critical and harmful diseases, and you want to keep your organs, your liver, you want to avoid diabetes, you want to avoid cancer, you want to avoid some things, because it's more than genetics. You may have a predisposition for a certain condition. You say, well, it's all hereditary. Yeah, you may have a predisposition for certain things, but what you eat, what you put into your body, what you smoke, what you drink will add to it. We're not asking you to be fanaticals about it. We're not telling you to just drink purified water only. But what we're asking you to do as a society is be careful with that. Demand healthier foods. demand fresh fruits and vegetables. Fresh fruits and vegetables that aren't being sprayed with pesticides. Because your bodies haven't caught up with that yet. Your bodies haven't adapted to that. So your bodies aren't processing them through. Okay? They're staying with you. And they're causing damage. You know, maybe in 300 years, you will have adjusted to them. But why shorten your lives? Why go there? So we're encouraging you to look carefully at your diets. Don't be fanatical. But just try to eliminate a lot of the chemicals, a lot of the additives that are being put into food. If you want to lose weight, that's a good way. The more you're observing what you're eating and what you're taking into your bodies and what's going into your bodies, and it's, you know, and we understand your financial situations. We understand that sometimes you have very limited budgets. And that you have to be careful with spending your money on food and your family, and you need to stretch it out as much as possible. But all we're saying to you is be really careful about what you're putting in your bodies as much as you possibly can, and avoid those chemicals, avoid those additives, find things that are fresher, that aren't added. There's not a lot of additives to it. Okay? You know, you're better off sometimes with frozen foods. Frozen products that don't have a lot of additives than foods that are in cans. Think about it. Just it's your choice. We don't say you have to do this. God is the universe is never going to tell you you have to eat a certain way. We just observe what you're doing, how you're living, and we just put that out there to you. Be more selective about what you take into your bodies. If you want to live a healthier, longer lives, and I think the key here is healthy, really healthy, vibrant, fun-filled lives, and your diet has a lot to do with that. So that's our little message, and we're trying to discourage you and you know, like going into the weekend, he's going, well, they're saying we can't eat pizza. Well, you know, you can eat pizza. But be careful what you put on your pizza. Okay, we'll leave you alone. We'll let you go. We wanted to talk a little bit about diet. We're going to try to get George to be a little more vocal about diet in his blogging and his other things that he does, because we think it's important for you as a society to take a closer look at what you're putting into your bodies. Thank you for listening. Bye. Oh, wow. I'm back. Wow. Yeah, you know, there's certain spiritual teachers that will disagree totally with that. They'll say, no, whatever, it's okay. Just eat whatever you're going to eat, and it doesn't really matter. The spirit seems to be really, they love us. They're concerned about us, and they see us doing things that shorten our lives, okay, that aren't as healthy as they could be. So that's the little thoughts there. They're just saying, do whatever you want, but if you want to live longer, healthier lives, really be careful about what you're eating. And I'll forget what I just said to you in a little while because that'll go away. But I'll give you an example of my case. And I was going to do this on a Facebook Live thing. And I was going to talk about romance and love, but maybe I'll have some time left over. Oh, about almost 3 years ago. I think it's 3 years ago. 2 years, 3 years ago, I don't know, something like that. My knee was really bothering me, and I had, you know, had my new insurance plan, and so I was supposed to make a schedule, go to see my doctor, and I'd been putting it off. You know how men are bad about putting off going to the doctor. So my knee was really bothering me, so I went in for my knee. And I think it was really spirit telling me, you need to go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor, and they took my blood pressure, and the nurse who took my blood pressure just looked at me like, uh-oh, there's something wrong with you. And the doctor came in, and they said, uh-oh, it was really high. I mean, really high. You know, like the nurse says, I've never seen it that high, over 200. So they said, okay, we're going to send you to urgent care. I'm part of whatever they call it, you know, the health, HMO. So urgent care, went to urgent care. They took my blood pressure and they said, okay, they did some little other tests. And they said, take these pills. So I took the pills. And gradually my blood pressure came down. But then I started doing a lot of reading on it. And I realized that processed foods, high sodium processed foods, even as a vegetarian, you know, even that I didn't eat a lot, I didn't eat meat, I ate a little bit of fish, and I didn't eat dairy, that my diet was still, because I would buy these little frozen vegetarian meals and microwave them, but they were really high in sodium and other chemicals. So I got all off of all that. Now, recently I've gone vegan. Well, 98%, you know. Yeah, right, 98% vegan. But I took my blood pressure today and it was 118 over 72. And I hadn't taken a blood pressure medication. I still take one, you know, just like maybe my machine is off. But lately it's been like 106 over 67 or 118. Or I attribute my lower blood pressure to diet, to avoiding processed foods, avoiding packaged foods, avoiding sodium. And so if you have a tendency towards that, I really believe attitude and diet have a lot to do with being healthy. So that's my example. That's my story about health. That's my story about high blood pressure and other issues. And I'm not trying to tell anybody to be a vegan or a vegetarian. You know, you'll eat what you eat. But as Spirit said, be careful about the foods that you eat. If you're going to eat meat, maybe you're better off with organic grass-fed meat. Okay? That aren't being pumped full of chemicals, because they're going to go straight into your body from the animal. And your body's, as Spirit said, has not evolutionarily, whatever the word is, adjusted to those chemicals yet. We haven't learned to just pass them through. They stay with us. So be careful with your diets. And my recommendation is avoid packaged foods that are high in chemicals, preservatives, additives, all that fun stuff. Try to find as food that is free as chemicals as possible. But that's just an opinion. You'll do what you want to do and you'll eat what you want to do. And sometimes it's attitude. Sometimes people live 90 and eat everything, bacon and eggs every morning. So, you know, but you have to know your bodies. And if you do have issues, health issues, look at your diet first, because that probably is a major contributor to your health issues. But if you're 100% healthy and everything checks out and all your vitals are perfect and you're eating bacon and eggs every day, it's attitude, and I guess there's some genetics involved in that, isn't there? So we'll talk about love a little bit. Okay, well, off that subject. 18 signs you found your soulmate. And this is from lifehack.org. And the person's name that wrote this article is June Silny, S-I-L-N-Y. And she's a life coach, an ADHD life coach, author of the Vita articles, 20 Things to Remember If You Love a Person with ADD. But we won't get into her full bio, but let me go through, and I'll skip through all the opening introduction and here are the articles, and we'll just jump into right into the 20 things that you know this is your soulmate. And think about these. You know, you may disagree. That's cool. It's okay to disagree. You know, that's fun, but it's fun. And think about these. You just know it. You ever have that? You meet somebody, you just know that there's a connection. Something deep inside you tells you this is the perfect one for you. It's as if there is a spiritual force pushing you to let go of everything you previously expected and give yourself completely. Now, that doesn't happen often. I guarantee it. I have to say that it doesn't happen often in life. But when you get that, it's almost like when you meet this person. And for me, and it's happened a couple of times, where it's like this energy field between you and them. It just sucks you in. You get this energy off that person. You know, some people describe it as the light goes on around them. The halo goes on around their full body, and everything lights up, and you go, whoa. Okay, that's a good one. So number two, you've crossed paths before. Soulmates have met each other in a previous time. Could be past life, right? Obviously, or it could be in this lifetime. You may not have connected. You were in the same place at the same time before my husband and I met. We lived across the street from each other and worked across the street from each other, but we never met until the time was right. So, you know, that's a cool point. Maybe it's just not time. Okay. And we got on to the next point, which is that point. Your souls meet at the right time. I love that. Each person has to be ready to receive the soul connection. Even though my husband and I were across close proximity of each other for many years, we did not meet until the right was right for the both of us. We have to both be prepared to meet your soulmate. Maybe you're in another relationship. Maybe you're in college. Maybe you're in a job that keeps you so busy that you're not able to meet somebody. Maybe you're taking care of an elderly parent or grandparent, and so you're so busy with your life. Or maybe if you're a little, you know, like you're in your 40s, you got to get send the kids off to college, and that's your focus, right? So, you know, that dumping that relationship. So it's timing. It's timing. The universe, spirit, source is waiting for the right time to bring that person in your life. Bam, it's done. So you have to clear your life a little bit, you know. You know, you have to be ready. You can't be too busy. You can't be too busy to meet your soulmate. Well, I got my whole life booked. I'm booked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I don't have any spare time. Nah, you're not going to meet your soulmate. Not that way. You're number four. Wait a minute. Is that number four? Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay, number four. Which time do I have left in this fun 45 minutes? Oh, we got time. So let's do number four. Let's see how far we get. Your quiet space is a peaceful place. I love that. Think about this. Think about your relationships when you think about this. Being quiet. Quiet together is comforting, like a fluffy down blanket on a cold winter night. What a great description, right? Whether you're reading in the same room or driving in the car, there's quiet peace between you. Is that a different than a lot of relationships when you're two together? It's all, you know, agitation, frustration. But if it's your soulmate, they're saying, and which is kind of, I kind of buy into this, there's just this peacefulness about you. There's just a connection about you. This next one I love. You hear your other person's silent thoughts. Your soulmates. With soulmates, there is much depth to your relationship that you can feel and hear what your partner is thinking, even if it's not verbally expressed. Or, I was thinking about this when I was reading this, that there's this idea that, let's say you're texting somebody. And if it's your soulmate, before they write the word, you write the word. And you both write the same word almost instantaneously. Well, some people call that ditto, whatever they call it, right? But that's a connection. That's an energy connection. You're all both on that sequence, that vibration together, and your words are coming out at the same time. That's the soulmate. Try it. Try it with your partner. Write something, text them, or chat with them, or whatever you do, and see if you don't start doing that, picking up, you say it just as before they say it, or even when you're talking to them, you say it just before they say it, exact same thing. Well, that's what I was thinking, right? Okay, the next one, you feel each other's pain. Now, that's a magical connection. That's a soulmate connection, because okay, as Spirit says right now, and this is cool, I'm going to give you this one. This is what I'm getting. You are made of the same quantum energy. Your quantum field is their quantum field. You come from the same quantum energy field. That's your soulmate. So you vibrate together. Your protons or neutrons or whatever things are in the same field, the same connection. And it's cool stuff, right? You stand in each other's shoes. You know each other so well that the second he walks in the door, you can tell how his day was. You feel each other's feelings, sadness, worry, and stress. And you share each other's happiness and emotion. So you're in that same vibrational plane. As Spirit said, you're on the same quantum field. You're living in that same quantum energy field together. And so forget about the body for a minute. Forget about the physicality for a minute. Just think of yourselves as two energies floating through space. And you're really just kind of like one, really. You're not two, you're one. You just kind of separate for the physicality, but you're really one. Isn't that a beautiful idea, concept? You're going, no, that's kind of weird. No, it's not. It's the way it is. You know each other's flaws and the benefits in them. Yes, it's true. Our flaws have benefits. Really? Each trait has a positive as well as a negative side. Yeah, I know that one. I can tell you my story, right? Yeah, I talk too much. Okay, that's really good because I communicate a lot of ideas. But my ex-wife would say, oh, stop telling those stories. I've heard them, you know. Really quiet now. Okay, so it's the task of each person to always look for the good, even when those things don't look so good. There's usually a benefit to each flaw. Stubborn people are just good decision makers. Overly organized people are great at paying bills on time. Well, that reminds me, I got to pay a bill. Okay, how fun is that? Yeah, organized people. Or organized people are really, I didn't pay my bill. Agonize over, I should be paying my bills. I should be paying my bills, right? You ever do that? I know I got to do it. You know, you're not haphazard in your attitude. So let's go back to these signs. We got about a few more minutes left. We can do all this. How fun, right? You share the same life goals. Now, that's a really cool thing. If you're on that same track of values and life goals with your soulmate, doesn't that make life easier? When you say I have the same outlook for the future, you both are on the same page with values, ethics, and goals. You may have different way of reaching these goals, but you both want the same end result. What do you think about that? You think that's true? I think it's true. You're not afraid of having a conversation. Now, that's a little different concept, isn't it? You're not afraid to talk to each other. I'm going to go a little bit beyond that because we don't have a lot of time yet, and I'm going to take this one and develop a little bit more. Conversations can be challenging. Expressing concerns or attempting to make decisions is uncomfortable. Soulmates know that if they join together, they will be able to work it out. I would throw in the thought of soulmates are not afraid to be vulnerable with each other, not afraid to express their feelings, not afraid to express their weakness, not afraid to open themselves up about their fears without being judged. Because your soulmate, that's like your other part of you. It's the other quantum energy that's kind of split off for a little while, right? So you're not afraid to be open about your feelings. Even if they're kind of like, well, you know, I did, you know, like this and that, right? So that's the cool thing about having this person. Now, different people and different teachers explain soulmates a little differently. And I believe that there are many different types of soulmates. And what they're talking about is your primary soulmate. And I believe it as your primary soulmate is the one that you've spent so many lifetimes, hundreds or thousands of lifetimes with, whatever the number is. And you've been together so many times that you know each other and your energy fields have kind of melt together. Now, some people call that a twin flame. Okay, well, put whatever title you want on it. But it's that two energies that are individual but know each other. Now, some people will say that these souls came out at the same time and they split off and became, you know, whatever. Yeah. So it's up to you. But it really is somebody you're so connected with. So we won't be able to finish the article. We're up to 10, but I don't think I have time. There, you are not threatened by the need for alone time because you just know that person's there. You just know they're there. You just know when you return that they're going to be there. It's almost like you carry them with you. Everywhere you go, ooh, this thought, huh? But out of love, out of a genuine feeling of warmth and love, not of, oh, they're judging me. No, it's that your soulmate is so cool. Okay, so we got into that. We didn't get into the other articles. I'm going to thank my callers. I appreciate people who call in, and I love the opportunity of channeling. Now, you know, if you look at my episode information, I'd love to do channeled readings for you. I'd love to be able to let my spirit group talk to you about whatever's going on in your life, and I'll go away. So there's ways of contacting me through the messenger.info. My email address is there, and my phone number is there. And, you know, even for a channel session, it's $1 a minute. But it could necessarily have to be an hour. It could be 10 minutes. 10 minutes is generally the minimum, okay? So I love you guys. Have a beautiful weekend. Go out and have some fun. Go play. Go do something that you just haven't done in a long time. Bye now.